This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We are on session 142, and our topic of discussion today is the pursuit of happiness. Is it all as cracked up to be? What's the expense for this pursuit? How are you doing today? You already know that we have to be intentional with our day, with each moment. And I'm very repetitious, or at least I try to be, to make sure that I ask you about your day, because I know in our human ways, we get flustered and frustrated and pissed and road rage and want to bless people with all the great words of not the Bible, right? So I just want you to know that when you put some intention on it and you do your best to make your day work for you, I think all will be well. So make sure you breathe in and out, put a smile on your face. And I really do mean, like, for real, bring it from the diaphragm, breathing so your brain can get some oxygen and you can just chillax. And then you make this day work for you, baby. Let's get on to this topic. The pursuit of happiness. Is that really what it's all about? The pursuit of this emotion called happiness? Now, don't get me wrong. Happiness is a good emotion. I'm not against happiness. I'm not telling you to not buy into happiness, because I talk about happiness in many of my podcasts. But I'm asking you a real critical thinking question right now. Is there an expense to that pursuit of happiness? Is there an expense to the way that we stalk and obsess over this one emotion? I think there is. And as a Gen Yer or a millennial or anything that they're going to label the kids after that, we are being sold and we are infatuated and extremely high on the concept of I have to be happy. Whatever makes me happy. And when we see people probably do some outlandish or just straight off the wall, absurd, just ridiculous stuff that makes us feel some type of way, but we turn our head to only justify it as, if that makes them happy, then oh well. So everybody got this, their own definition of the pursuit of happiness, right? And I just think it's more to life than that. I think that this emotion, chasing this emotion, could become very toxic and dangerous, if you will, to a certain degree. So I want to ask you, do you feel it's an expense to this whole pursuit thing? Recently, I seen an interview of this celebutante reality TV star person, and she was asked a question on the interview about, I guess, her business model and what she does for money or whatever have you. And they were just saying how you have a son now or a child and he will one day see this stuff, I guess. And so how do you feel about some of the stuff that's going on around the internet about you, blah, 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 blah. Her whole thing was, I have to be happy in order to be a good mom to him. I have to do what makes me happy. My son lives with me and he knows the real me, and the internet is, you know, full of fake stuff, la, 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 la. Which I understood exactly what she said, but in the back of my head, I could only think of the fact that she had a lot of holes in that statement. Like, she's talking about her pursuit of happiness, but is it at the expense of her son one day seeing her on the internet as however he's going to interpret that when he's old enough to understand? Is her happiness at the expense of her son one day feeling like, I don't like the fact that my friends have my mother's booty parts or body parts as their screensaver? Is that really what life is all about? Just happiness? Well, I recently read an article in The Atlantic or Atlantic.com, and the writer wrote, there's more to life than just being happy. And I was like, you know what? I agree. Even though, once again, I'm not against that emotion happy. I'm really not. But I do believe that most of our positive feelings are fleeting feelings. They come and they go like the wind. You know, now our negative feelings, you will sink with the Titanic with your negative feelings. You will have to fight for your life to let go of the bitterness and the anger in your heart. But that happiness, that excitement, you will release it, because once you get that high, it's over. But you will take bitterness from 1981 and still hold on to it right now in 2016. Isn't that crazy? But anywho, the writer was talking about how it's more to life than just being happy. And she referenced many things from the Jewish psychologist and neuroscientist, Viktor Frankl, who wrote The Man's Search for Meaning. And I want to share a little piece of his quote with you, because it only kind of lets us know, if you will, that life is more about that emotion happiness. And the reason I wanted to share this is because I understand that influence is powerful, whether it's a toxic influence or a positive or a negative influence. It doesn't matter. It's all about who's willing to soak it up as gospel. And with so many young people following these celebutants and TV, reality TV people and whomever else, I really do think they buy into all of that. The whole, it's all about happiness. It's all about glitter and unicorns. And that's just not life. You know, as much as I will say again, I'm going to reiterate, I am not against the emotion happy. I talk about happiness in my podcast, but I also am a realist to understand that life isn't just about that emotion. It's not about the pursuit of happiness to me. I want to be happy. I'm going to be happy. I will get happy. But I do understand, as an actual emotion, happiness is fleeting. But when you find meaning, now you're on to something. Because in many of my podcasts, I will always talk about everyone has a purpose, and purpose is meaning. Because we are here to serve in some form of capacity, not just to take. Whenever you're looking for a positive emotion, you are taking, because you're the only person who can actually feel that emotion. So I just want to talk about the fact that it's not just about that. You can make it about that if you want to, of course, because it's your life. But don't be surprised when you have to pay a hefty expense for just pursuing happiness. I think that's something that we need to consider as we continue to become, you know, mentors or parents or aunties and uncles, all this stuff, because I do believe that it's not just about you. It's bigger than you. Here's the quote that the writer shared about Viktor Frankl that I love. A man who becomes conscious of the responsibility he bears towards a human being who affectionately awaits for him or to unfinished work will never be able to throw away his life. He knows the why for his existence and will be able to bear almost any how. But it only makes sense that when you become conscious of the responsibility that you bear, That was the biggest part for me. Becoming conscious of the responsibility that you bear to another person, not just to yourself, not just to yourself. Now, we know that it's going to happen. It's life. My father who raised me dealt with struggling with drugs. He was on a pursuit of happiness. And so he was just looking to take. And now, on the flip side of that, he had to do what made him happy, right? And so doing what made him happy means the backlash is his children, his household had to pay for it emotionally, mentally, spiritually. So is it about the pursuit of happiness is the question that I'm asking. And if so, then what is the expense you're willing to pay for stalking or obsessing over that emotion of happiness? And so many other facets to life than just happiness. And I think it's important for us to think about that for ourselves, but also for us to teach the ones who will one day roam and run this world, who are now currently being raised in a generation, being raised in a culture that only sells happiness. It's an emotion that gets sold so well that I think it's a false representation of what they will go through when they're trying to figure out who they are on their journey of life, on their journey of success. So this is why I wanted to bring up this whole question. Is there an expense to this whole pursuit of happiness? Me personally, I think it's more about the pursuit of meaning. Because when you figure out why you were created, I think happiness is a back end. Actually, I will take that back. I think it will be more so joy. That's just my three piece and a biscuit about it all. So time to share your 2 to 5 cents about the podcast, about the whole pursuit of happiness. Is there an expense for it all? Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S142 and leave your thoughts. This is our season of healing and happiness. And I pray also finding meaning for your journey. And we have to help each other through life stuff in order to get there. Until we talk again, know that you are awesome even on your worst day. Know that I love you. I'm out of here.